listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Billy Joe grew restless on the farm, a boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down, and his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Hey, this is Republic Broadcasting Network, and it's no longer Deanna. Deanna, as many of you know, has moved on, and my name is John of Talk with John, and I have taken part of the slot. we will have another that will be taking the last hour of the 3 to 6 slot, and I am going to be taking the first 2 hours going forward. So just a little bit about me real quickly. Sorry, we're off to a, shall we say, a little bit of a difficult start. I got my time frames messed up. So I am based out of Utah, and as many of you know, Republic Broadcasting is based out of Texas, out of Central Time. So I just got my my times messed up a little bit, but thank heavens Sam gave me a call, and we're able to get this going. So a little bit more, let's kind of get this show off a little bit to a start. This is the first one. This is the maiden voyage, as it were, for the Talk with John show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And today is June 26, 2021. And I want to say thank you for joining me and being here today. So, kind of the format of this show. Well, let me do this. The format of this show is, I believe, I'm a big believer in liberty. A little bit about me personally. Done a lot of different things in my life. I've been in business-to-business sales. Now, currently, is what I do to provide an income. I'm a father of several, a husband to one, and I have been in the liberty game, I guess you could say, for a number of years. I have been in this battle. I've been at a local radio station. I've been broadcasting out of the Salt Lake area for several years, and learning the craft. I've had John Stattmiller join my show a few times, and that's been a privilege and a pleasure. And I've had a number of guests. So I'm going to be bringing to you kind of similar what I have been doing on my own show. And I intend on bringing that here to you over the next many weeks. And hopefully you can get the opportunity to join me and join in with me. So something that I found, we're going to touch a couple of topics here. I'll probably reach out and do a couple topics this first segment, but something that I found interesting, I was out on a business phone call, and I had an individual walk up to me when she just kind of came to me out of the blue. She didn't even know that I do this type of stuff, and she just walked up to me and she said, have you heard anything about the quarters that came out last year? So I said, I'm not exactly sure what you're speaking of. She goes, well, she said, I have this quarter. And she handed me a quarter. And on this quarter, it was done in 2020. And it's got a bat. It actually has, it looks like, two bats. And supposedly, if this is real, it was released. It's a one quarter, or it's a quarter dollar, you know, just your standard quarter, and it has bats on it. And I just about, so I looked at her and I said, you know, you sharing things like this kind of leads you to be maybe in that conspiracy world. And she just kind of chuckled. She found it. She's like, well, she goes, I don't know what to tell you, but it is what it is. And I said, is this real? And she goes, it's as real as can be. It's here. Let me hand it to you. And so I'm trying to find out when the quarters came out. So I just find now, in order for a quarter to be made, It has to be minted. It has to be found. You know, they have to do this type of mint. And I'm trying to find out more about it, but I just go, in order for this 2020 bat quarter, in order for it to happen, how did it come about? And it feels like your typical quarter. So this is one of those interesting things that just pop up to you right before you come on and on a radio station like this and going to be talking about it. Hopefully, I will be able to get some things pulled up by the end in the next 20 minutes or so. Well, not 20 minutes. We'll put it off into the next hour. I want to cover a couple topics. I want to cover what happened with Joe Biden saying, you dirty American, you dirty Trump voter, you dirty Trump supporter, you right-wing racist toter, we've got nukes, and we're going to send F-15s to you. I intend on playing that in the next hour. But a guest that I'm going to be having join me is Larry Mulcock. And he's putting together the system, or not a system, but he's coming up with the premise of he wants to have states do what he calls a net neutral, a dollar neutral situation with the federal government. And he wants to make that start with education. And what he intends on doing and what he wants to accomplish is, instead of you sending your dollars to the federal government, his suggestion is, his thought process, what he wants to accomplish is have the American, the individual Americans, send those dollars that should be going to the quote unquote, I'm going to put in the air quotes here, Department of Education. And instead of going to the Department of Education, he wants that to go to the states and let the individual states hand that out. So basically what you would do is you would create a, shall we call it like a 1040 form, a 1040 TX form for Texas, a 1040 Utah form for Utah, and or a 1040 California form for those that are in California. And what he would do is, what he proposes in doing is just taking those exact dollar for dollar, you send that to your state as opposed to the federal government. So those of you that live in California and Oregon, I don't know what that's going to face for, and I don't know what that's going to look like. It's not going to look fun. But for those of you that live in more conservative states, I think that's going to be a lot better scenario for you. And you're going to have the opportunity to be able to have those dollars go towards people that you can believe in and that you can have belief and the ability to have more influence over. So wouldn't that be a great way to go forward with our country in moving forward? So I think this is going to be a fantastic conversation and a good conversation to have after the top of the hour. We'll be getting into that. And I think it's going to be a great conversation that we'll be able to have. So this happened, earlier this week. The Biden's press secretary announced that they may be partnering with private companies to bribe kids with Xboxes who get vaccinated. Now, here's my question. When in the history of the United States have we had to bribe people to do something that would help them in their own health? When vaccinations, it's just come out in this last year, and it's craziness. It is craziness. They want to use your tax dollars. So the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday said the Biden administration is partnering with the private sector to bribe children with Xboxes to get vaccinated. Craziness. We'll get to those conversations in the second hour. We'll hopefully be bringing on Larry Mulcock to join us here on Talk with John.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right. Let's get to it. Once again, this is Talk with John. I'm your host, John. Here today, this is the maiden voyage. And the first segment, we got off to a little bit of a rough start, so I apologize to the audience for that. Today is June 26th, 2021. I want to give out real quickly my show mantra and my show prayer. So my show prayer, you don't need to fold your arms for this. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. That's the prayer of my heart whenever I do a show and whenever I broadcast with you folks. And whenever I'm speaking to you, that's the prayer of my heart. Then the next part of my mantra, as it were, is where there is the spirit of liberty, there is the spirit of Christ. Where the spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. And that's kind of a founding principle, I believe, of my show. That's where we're going to kind of go with it. We'll be having conversations about liberty. And from time to time, I'll even probably have some some of those that don't believe in liberty on this, because to understand what true liberty is, sometimes we need to hear the contrasting points of view. That's not going to be a regular thing, but I will have them from time to time. So today, joining me, I have Larry Mulcock. Larry Mulcock's joining me here on RBN, and I'm glad to be having him on. He has been, about 16 years ago, he ran for the Utah State Senate, and he has put together a thought process that I really liked. And I heard this, and I thought, wow, that's just a outstanding thought process on how to go about getting control of the education system, because I think there are two main areas where the powers that be have gotten control of us. One is the media, two is the education system. Which came first, the chicken or the egg on this? I'm not sure. So his group that he is trying to put forth, or the thought process he's trying to put forth, is a disconnect from the U.S. Department of Education on a revenue neutral basis. When I heard this, I thought, wow, how I want to have Larry, I want you to explain how this is going to work, how you see this working.
Hi, John. Yeah, howdy. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Disconnect from the U.S. Department of Education on a revenue neutral basis. So, I was thinking about how do we disconnect, and if we do, then the Department of Education is going to try and blackmail us by withholding education funds. In Utah, that's about 10% of our education budget. And in 2016, when I first started doing this research, that was roughly $550 million. So if we decided to disconnect from the U.S. Department of Education and lost those dollars, Utah citizens would have to make up that hole. And eventually ending in double taxation. So we still have to pay our federal taxes. Then we have to pay additional taxes to make up for the money that they didn't give back to us. So it occurred to me that we could do this on a revenue neutral basis. So the idea is that the state of Utah or the state of Texas or wherever pass a bill that says that we're going to create a new tax form. And that tax form would have three lines. So line one, you enter your federal income tax due. Line two, you multiply that by a factor, say 10%, and subtract line two from line one. And then you send the net to the federal government and the deduction to the state government. So let's say you had a $10,000 tax bill, and so you took 10% of that, that's $1,000. So you're going to send $9,000 to the federal government instead of $10,000, and then you're going to send another $1,000 to the state government to make up for that loss of revenue for education. So what that does essentially is it creates a revenue neutral structure. The federal government, the Department of Education, doesn't have to pay us, so they don't get to collect the money. As a state taxpayer, I pay the same amount of tax, just less to the federal government, more to the state. So it's revenue neutral to the federal government, revenue neutral to the taxpayer, and it prevents the taxpayer from being double taxed because they nullified the Department of Education. So it's a pretty simple process, but getting it implemented will be a different story.
Okay, so one thought I had, I have when I'm here listening to this and listened to this before is, well, actually, it would be a net positive for individual states because we know that there is this huge bureaucracy that has been built around the Department of Education. Now, Larry, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I've got my the Constitution of the United States. I got my pocket Constitution right here. And I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe I don't read very well. But funny thing is, I don't see the Department of Education or anything about education as I thumb through my Constitution. So my question to you is this constitutional? And let's answer that question on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, well, let's get to it. So, once again, this is John of Talk with John here on RBN. I am grateful to be having you, the audience, join us, and I'm also grateful to have Larry Mulcock joining me today here on RBN on Talk with John. Now, I like to have interaction with not only the guests, but also the callers to call in and add thoughts and ask questions. And so I'm going to give out the on-air line real quickly. The on-air line is 512-248-8252. That is 512-248-8252. And in case you just don't happen to have the ability to make a long-distance phone call, well, first of all, get a new phone plan. But just in case you don't, the call-in number for the toll-free line is 800-313-9443. But if you're not minute-challenged, please call us in on that because, well, bottom line, we could use a little help with the network in any way, shape, or form. So we're grateful to you. Well, Larry, back to you, back to the discussion. So for those of you that are just joining us right after the break, I've got Larry Mulcock joining me. We're talking about his disconnect from the U.S. Department of Education on a revenue neutral basis. And what this does is it allows you to, instead of giving the money that would go to the Department of Education, we give that now to the states themselves that they can hand out and dole out on their own. So, Larry, before the break, I asked you, I shared with you, you know, I pulled out my Constitution and I thumbed through it the other day and then I thumbed through it again today, and I don't see anywhere where the Department of Education or anything about education is in the United States Constitution. So my question to you is, I'm sure you've been asked this a few times, is this constitutional, the concept that you would be able to, that the states would be able to keep that money as opposed to sending it off to the federal government?
Well, nullification has been a principle for a long time. The states use nullification to push back federal tyranny. Well, they're supposed to. But a good example of that would be cannabis, where a lot of the states have passed laws legalizing it in various forms. But that kind of nullification doesn't challenge the revenue of the federal government. It's revenue neutral. But if we want to disconnect from the Department of Education, they've got us held hostage with the money they normally would give us. So I've labeled the first one type 1 nullification, but type 2 nullification is where revenue actually is challenged to the federal government, so that we now have to take back the money that's funding that illegal, unconstitutional activity. So, for example, when I first started some of this research in 2016, Utah's budget showed $550 million from the Department of Education for public education. I also went to the Department of Education website and looked at their budget, and the line item amount for Utah was $825 million. So what's the difference? Well, that's about $3 million that we're paying the federal government to administer the Department of Education. So we shouldn't have to pay that either. So we could actually recover more than that is in our budget and have an increase in our educational funds. So it's a nullification effort, and it has to be initiated and followed through with by the state legislature. And part of the problem is the state legislature and state legislators don't get it. And that's why we haven't seen more nullification over the years. I was talking to one legislator about this proposal to disconnect and trying to get him to be willing to sponsor a bill so that we could get it in bill form. And at the end of our conversation, he said to me, "I will never vote for a bill that conflicts with federal law." And I said, "That's your job." That's the only job the state legislature has under the U.S. Constitution, is to resist federal expansion. And I think there's so many legislators that don't get it.
We've been taught in our school systems, they've gotten rid of civics. I don't know if civics is taught anywhere in the United States anymore, but it's not been taught anywhere in Utah in any long period of time. They've gotten rid of it. They've gotten rid of teaching the Constitution. And one of those funny things that they try to teach now that is being taught in public school is federal law supersedes state law. And I hear this on a regular basis. I hear this coming out of attorneys' mouths, that federal law supersedes state laws. And I go, has anybody never heard of the 10th Amendment? Has it never anybody read this document called the Constitution? It's, the whole purpose of it is to limit the federal government. In fact, guess what? The states came together and put the federal government together, as opposed to the federal government put states together.
Yeah, so I say that this proposal is realistic because the federal government derives its power from the state legislatures. And so they're not the boss. We are. And any powers they try to take away is unconstitutional. And we need to resist that every time, all the time. And so, yeah, the state legislatures are the ones with the power. They're the true check and balance on the federal government. Legislative, executive, and judicial aren't working. They all work for the same company. They all get paid out of the same pot. The true check and balance in the Constitution is the state legislatures versus the U.S. government. And they have not been exercising their rights and responsibilities and duties as state legislators to check the federal government. So this is saying it's time to step up, guys. And let's do something meaningful that will actually let us bring back education to the states. So,
okay,
that's the problem.
So is this a common? This is a common theme that I hear, though, that the education needs to be done on the state level. It's a common theme that we hear. I hear it through. I hear it from our RBN listeners. I hear it from people when I talk to people from the other states. Heck, we even hear about this in the Republican primary. The debates were brought up. Education belongs to the states. So
yes,
my question to you is, how does so Utah wants? Let's say Utah does this. How do we go about getting not Utah just taking it all off on their own and maybe having to face the consequences? How can we pull other states together? Because you've mentioned Utah. How can we pull other states together, such as Oklahoma, Texas, Wyoming? I think this would have some really good friends amongst the many other states around the nation. So what can we do to partner as we go about trying to build a group of people, a coalition of states to do this?
Well, I was talking about this with my friend who's the commissioner of the tax commission in Utah. And he said, if you're going to do this, the IRS will tag every return in Utah for interest and penalties. He said, if you're going to do this, you need to delay implementation a couple of years so that you can get other states on board as well. And so it has to be a multi-state effort. Otherwise, they'll make Utah they'll bully Utah and nobody will come to our defense. So we have to do it on a multi-state basis. Now, of course, there's lots of states that would not do it. And most states are going to have to be educated to do it. So it's a long-term approach. But we have to start somewhere. So my goal is to get it put in bill form and so that it raises the level of discussion to a new level. And people have to pay attention to it. And so I've I'm still trying to get legislators in Utah to sponsor it, but
now, if I understand correctly, if I understand correct, Larry, you actually have you've got a bill drafted. Now, obviously,
yes.
it's been drafted by you. What's the next step? And here's the thing, so first of all, I do want to put this out. Anybody else or anybody in the listening audience, please feel free to give us a call at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And then also, in case you're minute challenged, the number is 800-313-9443. So how would we go about getting this bill, not only just here in Utah, but how would we go about getting into hands of people all throughout the country? Because bottom line is, this is when I've been on RBM before and when I've been talking with John Stattmiller, I said one of the number one things you've got to do is call up your local state representative, meaning for your own state house, not the federal Senate, not the federal House, but your state legislators, the House and Senate. Call them and say, hey, this is a thought that I have. What would you think about this? And so how can we go about helping other states and starting a momentum across the United States to do this?
Well, there's the National Association of State Legislators, National Association of Governors. There's a number of national associations through which we could promote it to the decision makers. The challenge in terms of the grassroots is, one, to get it into a media where people will be able to have exposure to it, and two, then getting those people to take some action. That's the obstacle I've run into. And everybody that looks at this proposal says this is exactly what we need to do. But it's getting somebody to take some action and light their fire and not have it a one-man promotion. So that's the problem is the learning curve and then getting people to take action. There are lots of organizations that support and work with public education and are opposed to public education, but it's getting them to embrace and do something about changing it is a whole different issue because we've got such a learning curve to go up.
Okay, so Larry, we have a caller, Sherry in Kansas, that would like to speak with us. So if you don't mind, let's take this call. Sherry.
Absolutely.
What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Back in the late 90s, my late husband was trying to figure out a way to put some teeth in the 10th Amendment, and he was a constitutional scholar, and he determined that because of the way the 16th Amendment is written, the verbiage, and the amending clause, Article 5 in the Constitution, that it did not take away the state legislators' right to tell their senators how to vote and take them out of office if they did not follow the wishes of the state legislators. And
right.
He wrote this up. So, personally, you know, I think that's the way to do it. He wrote it up, and we had a lot of copies printed, and I took it up to the state legislatures. This was back in 97 in Kansas. And they didn't do anything with it because, personally, I think that the leadership in the Kansas legislature was, you know, had aspirations of advancing to federal or something, but they were just gutless. But right. I really do feel that, like you say, we have to get the state legislatures. They still have the right to tell the senators how to vote on certain issues.
Well,
yes, that's true. And the 17th Amendment was the one that the state legislatures used to elect the U.S. senators. So they had control, and that was one of the state's big inputs into the federal system. So the 17th Amendment needs to be repealed, first of all.
Well, the 17th Amendment was never, you know, there's a question about it, according to Bill Benson. But it would have had to be unanimous. All the states would have had to agree with it, because the amending clause in Article 5 says no state should be denied equal suffrage in the Senate.
Sherry, thanks for your thoughts. We're going to go to this commercial break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. I am your host, John. Here on Saturdays, you can join me from 3 to 5 on Central Time and 2 to 4 Utah Time. I'm going to be struggling with this for just a little bit, trying to figure out which what time I mention here the show, because I am based out of Mountain Time Zone. So joining me right now to talk about keeping basically a way to defund the Department of Education. Right now I have a gentleman joining me by the name of Larry Mulcock. And Larry, I mean, why would we want to get rid of the National Education Association? I mean, why would we want to get rid of that wonderful group of National Education Association of Teachers? Why would we want to get rid of the Bureau of Federal Education? Why would we want to get them out of our schools? Why would we no longer want them to have to be involved with us? Because haven't they done such a great job, the U.S. Department of Education, haven't they done such a great job of helping our children become more educated and more constitutionally founded?
Well, if you go back and look at the history of public education in the United States, John Dewey and later Horace Mann were both communists or socialists, and they had utopian philosophies which they wanted to promote through the school districts, the public schools. And so that is really the origin and driving force of public education, and it was driven by these utopian idealists. And so they acknowledged that they had to, in order to change the country, to destroy Christianity, break up the family, that they had to approach it in a slow and methodical way, which they have done over the years. And they're very patient. But the system is designed from the beginning to socialize the country by teaching the children socialistic principles, to take down the Constitution, to take down religion, and to take down the family. And so that's what's being promoted. So if you look at the curriculum, some of the curriculum that the U.S. Department of Education promotes, it's specifically and purposely designed to dumb down the process, the new math process, their sight reading agenda. I mean, it goes on and on. So they have been gradually and slowly implementing their socialist systems, teaching our children, us and our children, things that are not true, undermining the Constitution, and promoting socialism. So that's the problem, is the system is run by utopians, socialists. And so if you look at everything they do, they're tied into the UN initiative and so forth. So the purpose is to get socialism out of our schools.
Larry, this is the top of the hour break. Larry, this is the top of the hour break. Let's hold you over just for the first little bit in the next hour, and let's continue down this path. Cover just a little bit more.
Thank you.
This is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is